Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Elohim Speaks Radio, here live Sunday. We'll start off with an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I'm going to get what I want. Okay? Question is, be careful what you ask for. Make sure it really is what you want. Okay? Because the universe works for you. And if you put the thoughts out there that's what you want, through action, your actions, the universe will make a way for you to get it, okay? The topic for today is why. What do they mean when they say black and true? Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. The first one is speaking about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're in a relationship or with a group, and you're coming to action to make them feel good, excuse me for a minute, they're coming to action to make you feel good, you'll be in a feel-good relationship, and that's what it's all about, okay? Now, we're going to get right into the topic. One thing I like to say, too, this will be the last broadcast as Elohim speaks. We'll be holding church services at 8 o'clock, okay? From this point on, Tyrannical Church of Christ on the Lie. That's what we'll be dealing with. Now, next week, we'll be explaining the actual meaning of Christ and the actual meaning of the law and why you're being kind out of everything that you have, okay? We're going to be talking about a few people and a few things, you know, to try to bring you out of the matrix, all right? And boy, have they created a matrix for us to fall into, and we're in it deep, unbelievable, okay? I want to talk about what they mean when they say black history, all right? What they talk about when they say black history, all right? First of all, they're talking about somebody, all right, that's not connected to a landmass, not connected to a continent. They're talking about somebody that they have sort of brought into existence through their efforts. That's what they're talking about, okay? Let's deal with the word black. There's no continent for black. There's no landmass, what they call black land or anything of that nature. So when they say black people, they're really referring to, okay? When they say black, they're talking to the people about the people that they brought over here as slaves. And that's pretty short history. That's why they only give you 28 days to go through the history. And when they talk about black history on TV, that's mostly what they be talking about. And that's mostly what they be getting into, you know? But the melanated people on the planet, you know, we have to talk about world history. We can't just say black history because it has no relevance to the actual people who have developed and produced magnificent things on every continent on the planet, you know? So John Henry Clark says that black history is the missing pieces of world history. When you talk about melanated people, you're talking about world history, all right? And when you talk about African people, based on what they have been teaching you, we'll get into whether it's true or not, but based on what they have been teaching you, we're talking about everybody on the planet, based on what they're teaching you, because they're teaching that all life started in Africa. So if all life started in Africa, we all Africans. So what are they referring to when they're talking about this black history thing? It's kind of interesting. Because there's no language. If they're talking about Chinese history, there's a language called Chinese. If they're talking about French history, there's a language called French. If they talk about American history, you know, is there a language called American? Well, there's an English that they refer to as an American dialect, but the language is English, based on where they came from, which is England, okay? So when you talk about a people, you can refer them to the landmass under which they came from. Now, so when they say black history, there's no landmass from which you came from that's been recognized as part of who you are. So I'm saying, so that's why they switch it later on and start calling you African-American, you know, or they're dealing with African history, you know. That ties you, at least that ties you to some type of landmass as a people, as a group. Now, what language what language is the African language, you know? And he said, English, there's an English language. And he says, Spanish, there's a Spanish language. And so when you say African, is there an African language? There's multiple African languages that we do speak. But there's no specific language related to the African continent. And that's very interesting because we have a lot of people coming out of Africa, and there's no specific language that we can relate to the whole continent, you know, which is kind of sad. And that's part of how we handled ourselves as tribes coming out of Africa. This is part of the problem why we're so screwed up right now all over the planet, because we actually got away from our tribal roots and don't really understand what the tribe actually is and what it represented, you know. That's why when we sent our people over here, you know, as slaves, or sent our people with the European on these little boats and stuff to come over here, when we sent some of our people over here, we didn't understand that they were really going to treat them the way they did, you know, because we treated our slaves or our captives, because everybody that we had when we went to war, they were treated as war criminals, as captives, not as slaves, okay? But that's a whole other thing. And even when we found out how they were treating us, we still didn't stop sending our brothers and sisters over here as slaves, you know? So when they say Black history, this is what they're talking about. They're talking the people that they reference as slaves that they brought over here, and they took their language, took the land away from them, they took everything from them that was of value to them, you know? It's like they said, we were illiterate when they brought us here, but we weren't. We just couldn't read English, but we knew how to read, and we knew how to write. We were the builders of the planet. They think the builders of the planet didn't know how to read. We're just going to read the script of the Scrabble that they were giving us, what they call English, okay? That's what we couldn't read, all right? But we could read, we could write. We gave the world mathematics. We gave the world everything. And they took. And they're still taking today, you know? Now, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one on your dial. And we'll open up the mic and we can dialogue about history, because we do want to talk a little bit about history today, you know. And also, I just want to make the announcement that this will be the last Elohim Speaks radio show per se. I'll still be on the radio every Sunday at 8 o'clock, but we'll be having services based on the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Based on what the society is developing into, okay? And that's what we'll be doing. We're going to be teaching the true meaning of Allah, the true meaning of Christ. Because we got us so caught up in the matrix now, we don't know which way it's up. I mean, we're really thrown off out here, you know? We can't come together. We don't be together, you know? We don't trust each other. And we got to understand, because based on this culture, dog-eat-dog culture. When I say culture, I'm not talking about how you dance or jump up and down or what type of skirts and pants you wear. That's not culturalization, okay? Those are different accoutrements that you might wear based on the area that you live in, you know? But that's not your culture, you know? Your culture, there's only two cultures that exist on the planet. That's a dog-eat-dog culture and a reap-what-you-sow culture. That's where we get everything all screwed up. And they do that on purpose to make sure, I'm talking about 1%. And they come in all colors. All five tribes have their 1%ers, okay? And it's amazing how they seem to achieve power beyond imagination. And we're sitting here holding picket signs, talking about don't beat us up today. You know, leave us alone. Don't hurt our children. You know what I mean? it's kind of interesting. But when you start thinking about what's really going on and where their power really came from, okay, and they do everything to make sure that you don't have access to the power from where they got it, all right? It's now, this is why we're switching to church services, so we can bring it into a better understanding of what's going on in the spiritual realm as well. Now, it seems to me that with all these mega churches out here, we'd be able to put boots on the ground. Can't put no boots on the ground, all right? Pope, all his money, you feel me? There's no armadas out there under the Pope's name. There's no ships and planes and jets and all that stuff under the Pope's name. Why not? Okay? Because, now, this is a little secret here that you need to know, you know? Where they got their power from is they broke down a code that's in a black history book, which is called the Bible. For those of you who don't know, every book in the Bible was written by black folk. Now, why did black people sit down and write a book like that and put it in code so everybody can't figure out what it is? Because it was trying to protect your sojourn on the planet. What government does. Government is a time machine. It guarantees your journey into the future. That's what government does, okay? And the founding fathers of this government, I'm talking about President Hansen and them. I'm not talking about George Washington and their crew. They were not your founding followers. They were the thieves. They came in and did a military coup, took the government from President Hansen and them, went to war against Britain. I like to say this every week, because we don't seem to understand that Britain owns the United States. This is a colony of Britain. That's what it is. So what I'm getting at is that they set this thing up. President Hansen was pretty smart the way they set this up. I mean, it got handed to them. They set it up so that it'd be a paradise for the people. Not just a paradise for the 1%, but a paradise for everybody. That's what the reap what you sow culture brings about, okay? But under the reap what you sow culture, the dog-eat-dog culture is present. It has to be present because the dog-eat-dog people, they're always coming. Let me say that again. The dog-eat-dog people are always coming. So you have to have some type of military presence to protect those that are under the reap what you sow culture. Think about this for a minute, okay? President Hansen and them, they set it up so that the reap what you sow portion of the government was in control of the dog eat dog portion of the government, okay? Now, let's look at this, the country, the way it's set up, so that you can have a better picture. The president of the United States is a civilian, but he's the head of the military. The president's in charge of the military. The civilian is supposed to be under the reap what you sow culture based on how the Bible is set up, all right? The Bible is set up based on the reap what you sow culture. And those that are under the reap what you sow culture are not supposed to be racist and all that kind of stuff, but that's part of the dog-eat-dog culture. What happened after they, the dog-eat-dog people lost the Civil War, right? They realized that they couldn't beat the reap-what-you-sow people through violence. So what they did, they fought through the vote. This is why the Southerners have been fighting so hard to suppress your vote. Because that's where your power lies in this country. A lot of people don't realize that. Oh, I don't vote. I don't get involved in that. Well, to me, that's an idiot. I'm just telling you straight up. That's an idiot. Because this is your country. And the vote gives you the opportunity to push this country in the right direction. You got guys in an office that ain't doing what they're supposed to do. Kick them out like they did Trump. So Trump was taking this country down the wrong path. And the people rose up and fired him. He refused to go down, but he's out. Okay, Biden is there. It's been a few weeks since Biden's in there, and he's making change. The atmosphere of the country is beginning to change. Now, this we've been under white mob rule for the last 90 years. They're talking about, well, this ain't us when they attacked the when they came down in Washington, D.C. and start breaking windows out and all that kind of stuff. Well, this is not who we are. Yeah, that's who you are. That's who we've been under, you know, where you've been at, doing the civil rights marches and all that stuff. And women didn't have the right to vote. Nobody here, blacks didn't have the right to vote. Everything was done by white male, by the white male. You know what I mean? They wouldn't even let their wives vote. These people, you know what I mean? Because they believe, and they teach their children this, okay, that supposed to be their slaves. We have poor white trash and niggas, excuse my expression, that we're supposed to be their slaves. This is what they believe. This is what they think, okay? So when they say Black History Month, they're talking about their little slaves. Because you listen to them on a TV show sometimes. They say, our niggas is doing this. Because they know you have been programmed and prepared to be subservient to the 1%. And it don't matter what color the 1% is, you're programmed to be subservient to the 1%. You can go anywhere in the world, any continent, any country that's running under democracy or whatever government they use. And the 1% is in charge. You got the oligarchy, the people that are so rich, then you got people sleeping on the street. Okay? And you might ask yourself, how is that possible that a person can be worth $1 trillion and another person can't put a nickel together to buy 2 loaves of bread? What is wrong here? What is the matter with this? The whole thing is set up based on slavery. This is where the Southerners took us into the slavery type situation, and we're still running a slave. Now, right now, we're running as economic slaves, but now that we're beginning to wake up and realize the power of the vote, all right, things can change. You can push this government in the right direction. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one on your dial. And it'll let me know that you have a comment or something to say. And if you just want to listen, that's good too, because I enjoy bringing the information to you. And we really need this information so bad, you know. Now, I'm going to go here. This is part of where we're going today. You have been conned. I'm going to say it again. Probably a few people will hang out when I go here, but I got to go here. You know, you need to hear this. The churches have been conning you, all right? That's why it's important that you begin to read the Bible as a code book, so you can see what's going on all over the planet. You'll be able to understand what's happening out here, you know? First of all, the book tells you that you are a god. That's who you are. That's what the book says. Okay. Oh, they don't want you to realize who you are. What does that mean? That means you have the potential to accomplish whatever you want. That's what it means. And it means that you don't have to pray to the universe to get things done. You don't have to pray to no God to get things done. The universe works for you through action and reaction. And once you put your thought process as a God into the universe, the universe begins through action and reaction, bringing things together so that you can have what you want. It's just that simple, okay? Just like the other day, okay, my daughter, she wanted a car. So we're trying to get her a car. We had it planned to go get the car on a certain day. And the day that everything was set up for us to go, she changed the date and went the day after. Then the next day that we went, the universe had one thing set up for us, but she changed the plans. And when we got there, everything that she was supposed to get at the price that she wanted was sold. You know, and she mad at the guy. Remember, she was supposed to have been there yesterday. So that's how things work. We drove around looking for a car today, and a couple of places we went to wasn't exactly what we wanted, but what she had on her mind, as far as the car is concerned, we found it. Everything went perfect. Engine, transmission, everything was just like she wanted. And she took the car home, and everything was fine. And I was exhausted running around all the way trying to do that, but we got it done. That's how the universe works, okay? That's what was on her mind, and it happened. What's on your mind? What do you really want, man? That's why we do the assertion in the beginning. I have walked the path of being honest and good. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Do you want? And you have to be careful what you're asking for, because the universe works for you. If you say, well, I want something, and you live in Philadelphia, and then you move to Jersey, all your everything that you ask for is coming to Philadelphia, and you're living in Jersey, catching hell, you're wondering what happened, you know? So you have to be mindful of what you're doing, okay? Now, remember, if you want to comment on Stanley's thing about what I'm talking about, especially in reference to why you think they call this Black History, and what they mean by Black History, that's the topic for the day. You can jump in on that anytime, you know? And since this is what they so-call Black History Month, give us 28 days to discuss world history. Because there's not a continent or a piece of land on this planet that we haven't been on, that we weren't living on. Everywhere they went, I don't care where they went, we were there as far as Black folks are concerned. I'm using the term loosely, okay? As far as God is concerned, we were there, right? And everywhere they went, they met God. God was there. And the problem, here's what happened. When they came out of that little island he was on, thinking the world was flat and all that, and they went into Africa, and they saw the glory and the majesty of God, they said, oh my goodness, who are these people and how could they do such marvelous things? This was the thought that was on in their mind. And they said, well, wait a minute. Our teachings and our schools are dated. We have to go to these people's schools to learn how they do what they did. And that's what they did. All those guys with Cyrus, all these people, they learned from African studies. That's how they got to know what they knew. They found out through Ma'at is coming through the Bible, Quran, and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's the moral things that gave them character to stand up. And the main thing that they found out was that they were gods and they had the potential to do anything. They didn't really have to pray to nobody outside of themselves. They just had to step up and get it done. And that's what they have been doing, okay? But now they realized that they were limited and they couldn't get it done the way they wanted to get it done. They needed master builders. That's where they went to get you. They didn't went to get you because you're some heathen and didn't know what was going on. They went to get you because you were master builders. You were horticulturalists. You could build things. You could grow food. Every doggone thing, you know. They knew that when they went to get you. All right? And when they brought you back, they stripped your children from you. Same thing they're doing with the immigrants now. But Trump is raising stuff. They stripped your children from you and began teaching your children a bunch of nonsense about you. All right? As if you weren't capable of doing certain things, only they were. Right? So that they can keep you under their control. This is how the 1% works. The 1% will work through racism. Right? This is how the 1% works. I don't care what continent you go on. You got Africans out there as black as the street. Racist as I don't know what against their own people. You know, whenever you go into a country and they got poor people sleeping on the street, it's because of racism. That's what it's about. All right? That's how racism works. They push the money at the top. What Reagan called trickle-down economics, that's racist economics. And this is how they sell. This is what they believe, man, you know, and this is what they're teaching their children. Now, you have two types of Europeans and how they're teaching their children. One type is coming through George Watson and their crew, all right, the racist crew. Then you have another crew that's coming through the ones that England, Britain, dropped off on a continent, and the people that were here, I'm talking about your ancestors, helped them survive, taught them, showed them how to grow food and all that stuff because we weren't racist, okay? There was no Indians on the street with no food that couldn't find no food to eat. That wasn't happening. Everybody in the tribe ate well, ate good, had their houses. We had cities and everything else, and there was nobody sleeping on the street that didn't have shelter, food, clothes, and shelter to take care of themselves. That's how it was when they got here. You can check your history, okay? You can go to Australia, any continent that you want to go on. Before they got here, there were no starving people sleeping on the street. It didn't happen like that. That came about through racism. When they got here, that's how that stuff started. I'm telling you, because the tribes were families. That each tribe were huge families. They have tribes in Africa as big as the Sicily or Toledo. They were all family. So nobody gonna let your family member sleep on the street and be hungry. Well, that's what's going on, okay? So we're gonna have to, that's what I'm saying. This is a wake up call. For those that are on the line right now, this is a wake up call. Okay, this is why we're starting a society, which is a government. We're starting our own government, okay? A non-leadership based government. So we're gonna be fighting and have one guy like Mitch McConnell holding on to the gavel and his racist stuff, blocking everything good for the people. And pushing everything upstairs to his little racist buddies. Here, this guy's a millionaire, got money to burn, and don't want to allow the people to get $1,200 or the $1,400 to put food on the table. Okay? I mean, there's something wrong with that mindset. There's something wrong with that thought process. Well, right now, we've reached a half an hour point. So what I want to do as a little give back to the people that are on the air every week trying to give you certain information, you know, about what's going on, okay? I run a little commercial. I don't charge for the commercials or nothing. All the commercials are free. So if you have an ad or something that you want to give or something that you want to say about your company or anything like that, we don't charge a dime. You can come on the air anytime you want and while we're on air, you know, naturally. And you can give that up, okay? You can get that information up, right? Excuse me. This has been a long day for me, I'm telling you. I get up 4 o'clock every morning. Every morning I'm up 4 o'clock doing things. I have a list of things that I do. I make sure that I get 10 things done a day. So every month, that's at least 200 things that I have gotten done. And it becomes a ritual. I just go up before and I just get busy, okay? Now, we're going to run a commercial. It's Elohim 5 Tribes of Constellation, Elohim Society of Love Radio. We present Elohim Speaks. We're on from 8 to 9 p.m. for the rest of time. The call-in number is 516-453-9220. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. that let us know that you know that we're talking to you and that you might feel that you can make a comment, okay? We also will be here on Monday. Now we're just doing Monday for January, but I'm gonna do Monday open to the public all the way through February as well. Okay, that's the society's meetings. But we can tune in and listen to some of the things that we'll be talking about, okay? We're not against government, I understand, okay, because we are the doggone government. Anytime you complain about what government is doing, you're really complaining about yourself because you ain't doing nothing to make sure that the government's on the right track, okay? So you can call on Sunday, the same number on Monday at 6 o'clock, 516-453-9230, all right? Let's see here. Where are we at here? I believe Joshua CD, that's how we pay the bills. All right, 911 Jesus Emergency. And Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CDBaby/CD/ElohimChrist2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim on Christ Pinterest. Jesus is Coming. We ask ourselves when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So your sister's out there, be mindful of what you're getting rid of, because that child you get rid of just might be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? and boy, don't take our chance so much. We need those babies. Just remember, brothers, it takes 2 to make them, and it takes 2 to take care of them, okay? It's not about the money. It's about being there to influence God's stuff. And if you get to check out my book, I'll skip this part too. But the more information in the CD of book is called PCCS, Run Off the Spices, Toronto for Turkey, first and last. At 215-758-1706 from 9 to 5, okay? All right. We're going to be doing gold, too. So, setting up a new system based on gold. We're going to be buying and selling our own gold. We have to go to the manufacturer. So, we'll be talking about that a little bit, too. So, not be too much of that, okay? I would like to give a shout out to Hart Butler for his book, Black History Book, and Lock Spare Out. I like him because he understands history and helps us fill in the missing people. I also give a shout out to the Living Information Show. They haven't been on for the last few weeks because our brother Max has been a little bit under the weather, so we are sending him energy to help him get back on track, okay? And so I'll be giving you more information about that every Sunday until he's ready to get back on the air, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Demetria Levin. She has a spoken word and she speaks a pretty good word. You might want to check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. Nikki Love will now. The calling number is 909-749-8626. you can also go to the website. Excuse me. We're now in Dinkler. We're now in Dinkler.com. That's WNAMANDADINKRA.com. Or just catch you on YouTube on Nikki Love, okay? Or call the number and find out more about what's going on with, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNLVCL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. And me every week, for more information about that, you can contact President Mark P. at UNLA 267-822-2220, okay? I'd also like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. RBG Industries, they're actually going to Africa in July. So you want to make one call, go speak to find out more about that. He has a bunch of stories about the flags. So if you're into flags, you have a little table to check that out. There'll be a little few things. His number is 609-628-5828, okay? And if you're interested in making a trip to Africa, you should give him a call about that, too. Or you can call. You can call me at 215-758-1702, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Safemore Electronics. The calling number is 215-909-3352. That's from 9 to 5. That's Philadelphia Electric Waste Company. That's my phone company. So I put my check out. Whenever the children are sitting down on businesses, because that's what you need. Okay? And about that, I used to mention jobs, but I don't think the brother said he can't handle the market right now, so we're not going to get any. I would like to give a shout out to Tom Jordan, who writes under the name of T. Jordan. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Well, 7 now. He just put another one out. So just Google him at YouTube, Heaven 2019, TEE.Thornton. For more information, just give him a call, 267-259-4077. Just give him a call and you can catch up with him, okay? And I'll give a shout out to Taylor Park Learning Academy. Yes, licensed at Taylor Park. She's a virtual nurse. She is currently in medical school. And I seem to be a doctor. It's another one of my children. Did it? You know, you gotta pick a chance out when the children are doing great, huh? She has an after school service. She has an after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So her best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is PillowCraftLearningAcademy at gmail.com. Okay, I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7245. He has, give him a call or check out his internet under Dr. Paul, and he has all kinds of herbs and stuff that he's offering on the net. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. These are naturopathic healers, okay? And the secular traditional medicine with all the side effects, get it best call. If you're sick and you're not calling one of these, especially if you deserve what you have, No, we don't think anybody deserves this shit. Just give guys a call and don't worry. Be healthy, okay? All right. Now, let's get back to the topic of the day. I know I went a little bit off topic here, but as we're going through what we're going through, right? Let me pull this out and pull up my. Okay, I'm switching over here. Okay, there we go. Now, the topic for today was, what do they mean when they say Black history, you know? There's a lot that we have to learn from Black history. So this is what they say and what they talk about, what they mean by Black history, okay? We're trying to bring you the information. We're trying to wake you up so that you know what's going on. We know you're caught up in the matrix. And you need to learn. So those who are on the line, like I said, press one if you want to chat, and we can we'll get back together with you on about what's going on. And you can call, you can talk, and we'll open up your mic, and you can tell us what you have to say. If you want to dialogue with us or let us know what's going on, just give us a call. Just hit one on your mic, and you'll be able to do so, okay? Now, now, what we're going to get into, what we're going to get into is the fact that you've been conned. You're being conned, okay? I know I'm going to lose a few people about this, but that's okay. I got to bring it to you. I got to do it to you the way it is, okay? Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. All right, that's what religion is all about. And you need to start realigning yourself with source energy. What is source energy? Source energy is the uncaused cause, okay? Every time they're talking about you going against God and all that kind of stuff, they ain't talking about, they ain't telling you the truth about God, okay? And what God are they talking about? You gotta ask them, what God are you talking about when you say I'm going against God, you know? You have to deal with that. You're being kind. That's what you've been doing. You're being a kind out of your income, kind out of your money. These people are buying million-dollar houses and all that stuff. People sleeping on the street. With the money these people got, nobody should be sleeping on the street in America. All these mega churches and all this money. You got mega church. One guy's almost a billionaire dealing with the con, you know? Now, we can set up and do that and rake in the money like they're doing, but that's not going to help us. That's not going to solve the problem. So we're not going to do that, all right? This is Tyrannical Church of Christ and the Live. Starting next week, this is what we'll be doing. We're running our church services. And those who really want to get involved, those who want to wake up and know what's going on, I will be teaching out of the Tyrannical Scriptures. Starting next week, we'll be teaching out of Tyrannical Scriptures and we'll be going through passages and stuff. And those of you who don't have the book, you can just call in 215-758-1703. And we can give you copies. Once you join a society, become a part of the church and a society, you'll be able to get the books and stuff that you need. Okay, so it's a little difficult. It's a lot to take in because we're, like I said, most of us caught up in the matrix and we don't know what's going on, how to do it. We're trying to figure out how to get the money, you know, and you figure, well, am I give this guy this $100 to join a society? What do I get? You get enough information to get yourself out of the mess you're in. And most of us are in trouble. If we're not having money trouble, we're having social troubles. We're having trouble with the family. If we're not having social troubles, we're having health troubles, okay? We have cancer, all kinds of crazy diseases because we're eating crazy. The pharmaceutical companies, all right, the drug boys, I'm call them like they are, the drug dealers, all right, they want the people caught up on drugs. This is what they want. And this is why the stuff has so many bad side effects, because when they solve one problem, they want to start another one. They can't make no money if anybody taking their drugs, all right? How do you think these households are always expensive equipment and all that stuff? And the drug boys making sure this is going on. You know how lucrative the drug market is. The drug market is powerful. And the diet, the 3-meal-a-day diet, I mean, that had to be set up by the drug boys. Because on a 3-meal-a-day diet, by the time you get 50, you're on some type of medication. Most of us are. A lot of us, we fight through it, but most of us are on some type of medication. And it's really sad the way things are going on. But I'm here now to wake you up. I'm here to tell you what's going on. I'm here to bring you to a new existence. And that's what's going on right now. So we're going to be talking pretty strong. Going into the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking pretty, pretty strong. All right? And I was in a couple of groups. I'm still a part of a group right now, of UNIA. But I'm going to back up off all of that. I'm going to put 100% into this, period. And so I'm not going to have time to make their meetings and all that kind of stuff or anything. All my time is going to be devoted to what I'm doing right now, trying to wake you up, trying to get you out of the makers, trying to bring in a new society here, whereas we won't get caught up in the leadership type situation. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. This is Valentine's Day, so I'd like to thank everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody that's out there, okay? I forgot about that. This is Valentine's Day. And we need to participate in all the holidays. We really need to participate in all the holidays. And because that's the best way to connect with family. You know, well, not family, but connect with your tribe. And we need to do more connections with the tribe. Call your aunts, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. Give them a shout out on the holidays. I'm just calling you because of the holiday. I'm just calling you to say happy this or good luck that or whatever. You know, you don't have to engage in a long conversation, you know. And sometimes I got a big moment of advice. If you're pissed off at one of your relatives, you might want to try to make amends. I know that's a little tricky. Well, I only got one relative that I don't talk to. Everybody else I'm brown with, but it's a little tricky sometimes, okay? So that's what we want you to do. We want you to wake up, do what you have to do. We're trying to wake you up. This is what this is all about. This is all about us waking you up, all right? Now, just remember, the commercial I just did, it's, we don't have... we don't charge for the commercial, so if you want to add something in your commercial, we can do that too, okay? Now, just be tuned with us tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air from 6 to 7 tomorrow, talking about a myriad of things. So we're here, we'll be here, and I am Elohim. And we're going to be waking you up. So starting next week, we're not going to be running the show that way we've been running. It's going to be a whole different thing. We're going to be doing church services. So those of you who are down and want to wake up and want to know what's really going on, you know, tune in. Because we'll be coming straight at you. And we're going to be challenging everybody. It is nonsense that they bring into the people, you know. We're talking about Christians and Muslims and Hebrews. And they're going to be after us. I mean, they're going to be. They're going to be talking about me like a dog, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to wake them up. I'm going to have to bring you back to your code book, which is your power base, you know? Don't be throwing the power base in the street. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? And they got people so kind and so brainwashed, man, that they can't think for themselves. They really can't. You know, they wonder why they're sick. They're going to the Bible. They're supposed to be Christians. They're going to the Bible. And the Bible tells you not supposed to eat no flesh. You ain't supposed to eat no swine. You ain't supposed to touch the carcass of the swine. That's what the book say. But you think they follow the book? No, they eat everything under the sun out there. And wondering why they're running around sick, looking for a miracle. You know? You've been given the miracle. You need to just use it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. So they're running a kind out there. Anybody tell me that they follow the Bible and they eat the flesh, they're not vegetarian or vegan, what Bible they following? You follow what I'm saying? The Bible tells you not to give up meat, but meat as prescribed in Genesis. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we need to be dealing with. All right? Now, for those who are listening around the country and around the world, I appreciate you chiming in, checking us out. We will be here every Sunday at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? Now, it's going to be, we're going to get a lot of pushback, but that's okay. I'm going to hit YouTube and every doggone place else because I'm getting ready to wake the doggone people up. It's time. That we start waking everybody up. Some people ain't gonna listen, but that's okay. All right. I understand the pushback. I understand what's going on and what's happening out there. But like I said, it's time. It's our time. And I'm here to bring us into the worldview that we are, who we are, and what we're supposed to be doing. We're God's own will, okay? And we can get what we want. If you're broke and hungry and out of doors, then you need to listen to what's going on to prevent that. All right. Now we got a couple of money making ventures. We're not running con, and this ain't no overnight. It's not gonna be no overnight get rich quick scheme. Okay. You're not gonna find that here with us because we're not trying to con you or take you out of your money. So when you get with us, you know, I mean, we guarantee everything that we're saying, especially with the money-making venture, because there's no way in the world that you shouldn't be living the way you want to live, having the money that you're supposed to have. If you don't have that, then you're caught up in the matrix. And we're going to, this is what this talk is all about. We're going to be bringing you out of the matrix. We're going to get bold. We're going to be talking powerful. And we're going to be challenging these guys out there. Now, you know what happens. When you start challenging the big boys, they come after you, okay? They're going to make you the villain. They'll find something. They'll make up something if they have to, you know what I mean? That's why all of our so-called black leaders are either in jail or dead. What's going on, you know? If you check our history, they've been killing them, locking them up for nothing. They got Dr. York in jail now. They got who else they got in jail? They killed John Africa. They locked up Elijah. Come on, Elijah for a while. They couldn't keep him. But the Panthers, look what they did with the Panthers. E.P. Newton, all of them. They come at them strong, man. You know, they don't want you to wake up out of this matrix. Okay, so once you start waking people up, it gets a little crazy. If you ain't got no heart, if you're a punk, you don't need to be a part of this. I'm telling you right. All those on the line, I thought I was going to lose a few people when I started talking about the church being con artists, but you're still here, and I'm glad you're here. Okay, but if you're a punk and you ain't got no heart, you might want to back up. You might not want to be about this because they do not want you to wake up. They want control over your children, all right? And that's what's going on right now. They have control of your children. They're forcing you to send your children to their dumb school. They're dumbing down your doggone children. Our children should be graduating college at 18, not just going. You know what I mean? They should have 4 or 5 years of college already in by the time they get 18. The education process is too slow. That was my problem. I was bored to death going through school. It was so slow. And the stuff that they was teaching just didn't make sense to me. Most of it didn't make sense to me, you know? And then when I got in college, I went to Drexel. When I got in college, I'm asking a math teacher certain questions. Hey, look, man, this is how they taught me. This is how I'm teaching it. Okay. He couldn't answer my questions. We're talking about math. Especially when he got into that trigonometry. So I saw some flaws in them. I said, yo, man, we're doing trigonometry. It's deep, especially if you got any kind of brain power whatsoever, and it will frustrate you. You won't even want to be a part of what's going on. But we're challenging these people now. Starting next Sunday, we're going to be having church services. I'm going to be charging them. I'm going to be speaking. I'm still going to be using the Bible because that's the power base. If you know how to read it, you can gain so much power. This is how they came to power. I'm telling you now, you might not want to hear it. They came to power through the code book. Constantine, you can check this out. You know, you can Google it. I don't know if you can Google about the code. But Constantine, St. Maurice, her name was General Maurice. General Maurice told Constantine how to deal with the code. That's when they start conquering the nations. Because they couldn't conquer this planet without the Bible code. They couldn't do it, you know? Constantine, he lost control over Rome when his wife's brother took control over Rome. That's why this is what made him listen to Constantine, because Constantine was one of the most favorite generals. I'm just dropping a little history on you. And so they went out to attack the followers of Jesus, who were the Gnostics, Yahshua. They were the Gnostics, and they were rumblers. They weren't no milquetoast punks out there. They were fighting a battle with the Romans, okay? And when they went to attack them, and Maurice, General Maurice was part of the Aztec. He said, I'm not going to fight these people. That's my crew. And so when Constantine realized that that Maurice wasn't going to fight his own people, he became an Aztec. He became an Aztec with Constantine because he was losing his army. And he took Constantine and the Aztecs and went back and took back control over Rome. That's when Constantine broke down the Bible code. I mean, that's when Maurice broke down the Bible code to Constantine. And right now, if you check the Roman history, they call him Saint Maurice. Because without the teaching, they would never have been able to conquer the way that they did, especially coming through the Vatican. You know, we had 25 popes in Africa before there was one pope in Rome. I'm just dropping. You can Google this stuff. It's, well, they're changing the internet now, too, because I Googled stuff before that I got, and I can't get it no more. So they get in a lockdown and get control of it. And all this is coming through Trump. So they're getting locked down so you can't get the information, you know, so that you won't know who you are. But I'm challenging those who are Muslims, Christians, Hindu, whatever you say you are. I'm challenging you right now, and I'm going to be putting out the challenge. I'm going on YouTube. Maybe I should get some boots on the ground before I start doing this, because the big boys, they play rough. They don't play around. So I might have to set up my doggy dog squad, you know what I mean? But make sure I got my little security, huh? But like I said, you follow what I'm saying? It's time. It's time for us to go do what we have to do. It's time for us to rumble, you know. I only got about 3 minutes left, but those who aren't allowed, thank you so much. And I appreciate you guys not hanging here with me, but it's going to get rough. We're going to get some pushback, you know. The Elohim Five Tribe Society, the Constellation Elohim, is coming on board. I appreciate those who have pledged to send money in. And those who are ordering T-shirts, I know I got about 10 T-shirts on right now, they'll be going out this week. So those who are ordering T-shirts and ordering the products coming from the society, I appreciate that. We need a little bit of ends to do things. So, and this is how we're doing it, not through donations, but through business. Okay? That's why we know, when the people join the society, we don't be asking for donations, you know. we want you to participate in the business ventures that we have set up. That's what's going to get us into where we got to go, okay? Each person in the society has a business. We're going to support that business, you know? We're going to, you know? This is how things work. This is how we grow, all right? We need entrepreneurs in the society, but we need people to come on board in the society to get the information, because you need this information if you want to grow. Well, I only got about 1 minute left, so I always like to do my closing assertion while we're streaming, because this broadcast is going worldwide. It's in other countries right now. We're in about 4 or 5 different countries out here, you know, and I like to do my assertions while we're streaming instead of other countries. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of being with yourself. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace this return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Excuse me. See, when you're in the mind, and when you're in the thought process of God, every word that you say is law. So don't speak, you know, don't say anything if you can't bring it into existence, if you can't manifest it. Because what you speak, it is what it is. And when you say something out your face, make sure that you're ready to back it up. That's what I'm talking about. Even though I'm getting ready to go bold right now, I'm going to start challenging everybody. You know I got to have boots on the ground, and I can do that. We're going to do all of that. But just hang in there with us, work with us, and all those that have pledged, I'm still waiting for some of the pledges to come in. So all those that have pledged, you know, come on in and get this information. That's what it's all about, you know. I'm putting out $250 worth of information for $100 so that you can get it, so you can start studying. It's going to take time to study all of this stuff, okay? So we only got about 5 seconds left, so I want to thank you so much. Remember, love is an act to make others feel good. So go out and have a good day, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I will see you next week. Much love.